God, you're an idiot.
Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
It is a Friday. We've been told that faking Fridays or faking the date is not a good. Breaking the fourth wall is fine. Just don't fake it. So it's Friday, everybody, somewhere. Friday somewhere. And it's Friday somewhere. Cerebral satire.
Who told us not to do that?
Who do you think? I'll give you one guess.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Yes. Just all you need is one. That's really all you need.
I don't need a guess.
Nope, you don't need one. There you go.
Okay. All right. Just say it's Friday.
It's not
then.
Breaking the fourth wall. It's just he said it was a little redundant.
Saturday.
Party on the west side though.
Party on the west side.
Should I reach for my Jordans?
Yes. Gonna zip it up.
Gonna zip it up.
So it is Friday. This is Cerebral Satire. You guys can find us at facebook.com/cerebralsatire. www.dsjnp.com is the website. Email us at dsjnp.com@gmail.com or follow us on the Twitter at dsjnpcom. Guys, please rate us and share us wherever you listen on iTunes. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a family member that likes curse words and the word cunt every 5 minutes, because we have British people on the show. So there you go. Yeah,
and we love it.
So there you go. This episode is called We Made This. This episode is mostly stuff that we just made up and decided to share with you guys.
But we haven't.
Week.
We're making this.
Yeah, right. We're making this. So you.
But then at the end, it'll be We Made This.
Yeah. There you go.
So at the minute, the title of the show is We're Making This.
Yes.
And then at the end, when we release it, it'll be We Made This.
It's Wayne. What they call a working title.
A working title.
Oh, Wayne. Oh, inside information, Wayne. Easy. Wayne, what's been going on? We haven't heard from you in about 2 weeks. So what's been going on with you, buddy?
Playing the old waiting game. I'm not happy.
Waiting to die.
Waiting to do what?
I think I got snap speed the other day on a bus.
Oh, you think you got hit by a speed camera?
He thinks he's windy, windy.
It's windy, windy country road, and I was going for it, and I looked up, and there was a fucking police van with the camera in the back. So I was like, fuck.
So a lot of you American listeners don't realize that they have speed cameras that can tell how fast you're going, and they'll take a picture of your car, and then they'll send you a ticket in the mail. It's not.
Don't you have speed cameras?
We do not have speed cameras.
You have a physical policeman with a gun.
Yes. Whoa.
Yeah, not a speed gun.
Yeah, we have.
There's an irony there that he's got a gun.
There's a lot of policemen with guns, and he has a speed gun. Yes, he's a radar detector. Yeah.
Thing is, though, because it was in the bus, where are they going to send the fucking ticket? I can't even hide the points from Galloway.
Yeah, to your work, and then your work finds out who was running
that. And then the work would dish it out to me, so every day when I'm going in, I'm sort of creepily going in the door. They go, hello, Wayne? And I'm like, hello?
Hey, Wayne.
For me? And they go, no, is this supposed to? No.
What? He's tattling on himself.
I get my rubber
himself.
Gloves and I fuck off.
He's tattling on
you
himself.
Get your rubber gloves.
Rubber gloves.
Yeah. What are you doing prostate exams?
Yeah, why do you need rubber gloves for?
I have my rubber gloves when I get my dipstick out.
You get your rubber gloves and your dipstick.
Yeah, to test the oil.
To test fucking old ladies' oil.
Yeah, to test your oil in the bum.
So they reckon I can take up the... I'm just ignoring that.
It's the guy who uses the oil as lube.
In the bum.
So, that can take up to 2 weeks. And
two weeks to what? For the prostate
your,
thing?
Test
the
your prostate.
The ticket to come through. So
all right.
I'm not even at a week yet.
So you're really sweating it.
Not really. Hopefully they'll dump me on that course where
did
you don't
flash,
get the points.
Then? Did it flash?
It didn't flash, but do the Vans ones flash?
No, they don't flash, do they?
They can flash, right? Well, even if they did flash, you probably wouldn't see it.
No, they are bright as day. You know when you've been flashed.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. I've been in a car when we've got flashed before.
I wish I'd get flashed in a car.
Yeah. Well, I'm
in. I fit copper.
And what's going on with you, man?
Nothing, mate. Really good day. Just been to the farm, old British farm. And
Why you go to the farm? With Lola?
Yeah, take it then. Nice what? Family day out. It was lovely. And on the way back, I stopped off in Britain's biggest beer shop. So we're going around the world tonight.
Really?
We are. Because I stopped off at the Britain's biggest beer shop.
All right, where are we going?
And I've stocked up on beer.
All right, where are we going around the world? Tell me where you go.
At the minute, we're in Germany. Mm. I'm drinking Hofbräu.
Da.
Which was the beer I had at Oktoberfest in Munich when I was there.
Und da, ooh, very
then
good.
Then we're going to go to India.
Ooh, hello, India.
And then Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica, man. This drives the, fucking the heavy
same,
set
It's the same
crazy.
Impression, but, it's the, you know, recycled. They're all the
same impression. He loves it. Then we're going to Italy.
We fuck boys.
Then we go into, I've got a nice proper Budweiser, which is a Budvar, which is from Czechoslovakia. Just do a Russian accent, that'll work.
Vodka. I like
that's Romanian. That was Transylvanian.
Dude, you like vodka.
They've all got pointy teeth.
Da, we like vodka here.
I hear all the women out there have got curly teeth as well. So
we have very curly teeth women here.
Curly teeth woman. Curly teeth I like woman. My women with curly teeth. Right.
Very good.
Then we're going to España.
Espanol, hello.
Then one that I'm really looking forward to. We're going to Japan.
Oh.
Beer from Japan. I'm looking forward to that one. I'll grab that one next.
Very good. Very good. And
then one an old classic of mine when I was traveling. Beer Lao. We're going to have Lao. So we're going to go to Lao.
And how many beers are you drinking tonight? You're going to be fucked up.
Well, there's 10 beers in total.
Jesus Christ.
And they're all sort of, some of them are pints, some of them are half pints. So I won't be getting through them all.
Yeah, definitely not.
But at the minute, I'm having a lovely Hofbräu and it's beautiful.
I'm having Bud Light with lime.
Yeah, classy. Look at that classy guy.
Here you
my
go.
Beer
cheers.
Choices.
Cheers.
My
Aunt.
Beer
here
of choice
go.
For
cheers.
Tonight is Stella Leuven 4% because it was on offer at the co-op.
He's got wife beater.
Oh, he just popped the cap. Cheers. He just popped it. Cheers.
Let's drink wife beater.
Because it was on offer. Claire gets beaten for cheap.
Don't that, you? You're not a beer connoisseur, are you, Wayne?
No, he's not.
But I do like a good pineapple juice.
There was like a 4-minute pause right there.
you're not a beer connoisseur. You're drinking fucking Bud Light or some shit.
I drink Bud Light because it's cheap.
Well, exactly. That's and he's drinking his shit because it's
but
cheap.
But I would drink, if better stuff was cheaper, I would drink it. It's $14 for an 18-pack. How the fuck can I beat that? I can't.
I like Adnams.
What is
that's
that?
Not beer.
What is? What is that?
Cider.
Well, that's fucking beer. It's not cider. Adams is beer.
Well, I like
oh
cider.
Oh my God, you're not a fucking beer connoisseur. How are you, Ad?
We have
beer's not beer. Really?
What is it then? What the fuck is it then?
It's
I don't
bitter.
Understand.
It's a bitter.
It's a beer.
What's a bitter?
A bitter is a beer, but it's a type of beer. A bitter's, you wouldn't want to drink. A beer is a cross between a lager and an ale, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Would you say, Wayne? It's like that?
Well, a lager is a beer, an ale is a beer. It's just a different type of beer.
No, lager's lager.
Do they use hops?
Yeah.
Then it's a beer.
They love the fucking hops.
That's what it's about. It's a beer is something made of hops.
Hoppy.
He likes hopping. Would you like to hop on me?
Hop on me. Anyway, guess what? I was so bored last night. Oh,
how many times did you win?
I didn't. This is the funny thing. Like I was up at like, I think I got up at like 9 o'clock yesterday, and I was a little bit bored. So I was like, all right, let me clean my bathroom because I need to do. I've been trying to do like chores on a daily basis now. I've been trying to set a good schedule. So I went to the grocery store, picked up some shit, and then I got some new cleaning stuff, and I cleaned my bathroom. Haven't cleaned my bathroom in probably a month and a half. It was gross. So I'm cleaning my bathroom, and I even get a new shower curtain. So I clean my bathroom, it's great. And then I walk in my living room, I'm like, oh, great, now what do I do? So I watch some Real Time with Bill Maher, and then I come in here, and I'm like, all right, well, you know what? I've got all these video games that I never play on my computer. Never play them. I bought them on Steam. I have them on the EA whatever, EA or Origins or whatever thing. Have them on there, never play them. All right, so I install one of my Command & Conquer games, Generals, on there. Played that. That was good, but it wasn't there. You guys ever heard of a game called Civilization?
Oh, yeah. I've got that for the 360. Downloaded it. Fucking amazing. Time wasting game.
Yeah. I started playing it at 3 o'clock, Wayne. And then all of a sudden I looked over at my window that's on the right of me right now, and it was daylight outside. I played until 9 o'clock this morning.
It is.
Fucking loser.
Fucking amazing game. It's so simple. It was. What difficulty do you play it on?
Like SimCity, but a bit like that.
It's a little bit like SimCity.
Like Command and Conquer sort of game.
It's... Yeah, it's a turn base. It's not real time, so it's turn based. So you have to wait your turn. It's fast turn. It's fast.
I went around Fisher's one night and I had to watch
Fisher, me old mate Fisher.
I had to watch him for 3 hours on it. So when I got home that night, I thought fuck it and downloaded it for the 360, and then it was like exactly the same. Yeah. I was like just wasting.
Yeah, I mean,
has he got big muscles?
No, he's a little man. Well, he's very tall, and but there's not a lot to him.
It's amazing how fast you waste time on that game. It's amazing how fast
fuck
you
about
do
game. I'm more. What shower curtain you got?
Jesus Christ! Oh, I got a new. Why do you care about my shower curtain?
Because I owned the coolest shower curtain in history.
Why? What are you? It's just
Amy bought me a shower curtain. It's just my birthday a couple of years ago. I don't need it no more because I ain't got shower curtain. But it was the Elements.
Oh, that's cool.
Elements on it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like the periodic table.
Periodic table, yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
It's awesome.
My buddy would like that.
I learned a lot about things. My buddy, Europium. There you go. There's an element for you.
My buddy Rux would like that.
But in white, I don't like white shower curtains. That's another
one. I had phosphorus. Wayne, I had a see-through one before I replaced this one.
I'd rather have see-through than white because then it shows up all the scum and horrible.
My whole point of having a see-through one was to get women over here. No,
that's salt. That's fucking salt.
Stop naming elements, please. I would appreciate
argon.
Titanium.
Is argon one?
Titanium's not an element.
What?
Titanium's not an element, is it?
Yes.
Is it really?
It's argon.
Argon is one, yes. Argon is one, Jesus Christ. Argon is one, yes. Stop saying elements, both of you. Fuck. I had a see-through one.
I was only using a single. I was only saying argon.
Oh, my God.
That's a shame, because I was in my element there a little bit.
Hey, let's go into the first story.
Venus. Yeah, go on.
Herr Lipp. Ja, das stimmt. Ah, you must be the boy from England, nein?
Matthew Parker.
Ja, Matthew, genau so. Here, let me hold your sack. Oh, you are so cold. You have goose steps all over. Come, meet your boyfriends. Everybody, this is Matthew Parker. Matthew Parker, this is everybody.
Hi.
Matthew is going to be singing some traditional English Christmas carols in our little concertina, nicht wahr?
Well, I'll come, all you faithful.
Genau so. Come in my faithful. That sounds like a real good treat. Okay, boys, die Probe ist jetzt fertig.
Wayne, why are we talking about coming on somebody who's faithful?
Well, we've mainly just done that just because it's a German story. Yeah. So why not? Come on your face for a German.
Why not? Might as well shit on your face too. Go for it.
Lovely. Too much. I've been dumped on this story because it's about bus drivers. So why not get the one that can't read to do all the long German words?
That's right.
Brilliant. Here we go. Absolutely. A German bus driver has garnered nationwide media attention after pausing to give a welcome speech to a group of migrants on his bus. I've never had to do that. Sven Latia made the impromptu. Thanks for that. Sven Latia made the impromptu announcement as was driving around the quiet Bavarian town of Erlangen with
Say again?
Erlangen.
Erlangen.
Very famous town, apparently.
In Bavaria.
Very long town.
With about 15 young foreigners, some from Africa, don't know why it needed to state that, on the board.
Because the writer's racist.
Honestly, that's what I get. He could have just said foreigners, why he had to stop to say some from Africa.
Some from Africa.
He's trying to emphasize the fact that they're black. That's why.
Yeah, because he's racist.
Well, yeah, possibly. He's German.
Yeah.
I walked into a library and asked for a book on war in Germany. He said, German did anyway. He said, no, mate, you'll lose it.
Right, anyway. Some from Africa on board. The local Nuremberger. knacked Richard paper reports, a fellow passenger recounts that the driver grabbed his microphone and said in English, Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the world on this bus. I want to say something. I want to say welcome. Welcome to Germany. Welcome to my country.
Bienvenue.
He then signed off.
And what the people on the bus said, where the fuck are you from? Because you went from Germany with that accent.
He then signed off with, have a nice day.
God, he's an American German.
Have a nice day now.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Have a nice day.
Did you hear about the 12 guys that raped a German woman?
No, what?
She screamed, nine. So three of them left.
Nine. There's three makes nine. The speech was greeted with stunned looks, followed by laughter and applause, including from the Germans. The passenger says, one of the African lads wiped a tear from his eye. Why he's from Newcastle, I don't know.
What the fuck, was he a Geordie?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing in Germany.
Why did he have to state one of the African lads wiped a tear from his eye?
I'll see the same pet.
Why, I? Bound duty.
Oh, shit. You are murdering the racist
thing I've ever heard in my life.
The story quickly went viral in Germany, so with this recount, prompting a wave of positive responses. Hail to the bus driver!
Hail!
Oh, hail to the bus driver!
We're not supposed to say that anymore. Oh, I do apologize.
One man tweets, along a red heart emotion.
Wayne.
Another person writes, Mr. Joke Man?
Do you know what the German emblem is?
It's a lion, I don't know.
No, it's an eagle. But do you know what the English one is, like for football and that?
It's a lion, I don't know.
Yeah, it's three lions. But on the American shirt, it's usually just mayo, ketchup and mustard.
Because they're fat.
Yeah.
Is that what? Okay.
These were supposed to be German jokes, not American jokes.
Oh, well.
He ran out after two.
Never did.
Another person writes, Recently, I was saying how nobody says welcome to Germany. A good thing that I was wrong. Even a newsletter on national TV channel ZDF appeared to briefly choke up.
What? They talked about this on the national news?
When retelling, yeah, and apparently the anchor, or wanker as Ant will say under his breath, was briefly choked up when retelling the story.
I think it's a beautiful story.
They get choked up by saying, welcome to our country?
Yeah, don't you think that's a beautiful story? You're obviously not in Europe at the minute, so there's a lot of shit going on with immigrants from all over Europe. This is a major thing from around Europe at the minute. And for the fact that the guy, who they're probably getting mistreated over here and stuff like that, probably don't feel a part of a community, to get up and say something like that, which is just, he didn't have to do that. It's just a nice thing. It gives a tiny bit of faith back into humanity for 5 minutes.
Mr. Lattier said he felt moved to make the speech by the experience of his brother-in-law who fled the Kosovo conflict in the 1990s and his grandfather who was wounded in World War II. Almost 180,000 people claimed asylum in Germany during the first half of 2015.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Twice the number of who did so in the same period last year. There has also been a surge in attacks on migrants' accommodation, including vandalism and arson carried out by far-right groups across the country.
That country can't have far-right groups. That country cannot have far-right groups. Seriously, that's not good for that country to have any type of anti-immigration, anti-anything.
True, but there will be them.
They're not allowed to have a standing army, are they?
I had a German boss once.
Yeah.
And he had the fucking audacity to tell me that there weren't no I in team. So he got quite upset though when I casually pointed out that there's no U in Holocaust.
Shit. But there is a lot in Holocaust. Anything else, Wayne?
No.
I don't. Teared up, really?
I think it's a beautiful story.
Nice thing for him to do, but I think they're over. Up,
that's a little over.
I don't think it is. I think it's a lovely thing to do.
It shows how shit the rest of the country is, if that's what they're getting excited about.
It's a great thing to do. I'm not debating that, but I agree with Wayne. I mean, it's like, are they getting beat every time they get off a fucking bus or get on a bus or something like that? Why are they? I mean,
if that happened over here, you'd say nice thing, but there wouldn't be that much made of it because it'd be quite common.
Yeah, it would be like.
I don't think it would. Would you ever do something like that?
I would.
You're an actual bus driver.
Wayne. I would.
I don't do National Express that do the speeches.
He always makes an excuse for himself.
Yeah. I could do National Express if I wanted to.
So
but I'm just
what if you did?
You could just fucking stand up and do it. You're on a bus.
Hello, old people. Welcome to Suffolk.
Why is it always old people, first of all?
Because they're the only ones that use our bus because they get free bus travel.
Oh, gotcha.
So you don't even get paid.
I get paid regardless. It's Galloway's that don't.
Wow.
I took today £54, yet my wages would have come to over 80, and then that wouldn't have paid for the fuel as well.
Yeah, but
so,
that's backed by the government.
They get government back.
Yeah.
Government, they're subsidizing.
Yep.
Oh, well, used to a shout on this beautiful, kind story. That I thought,
you
we never
made
do
the,
nice stories.
You made the Holocaust joke. Go fuck yourself.
I did make a Holocaust joke, but...
But what? But what? That's what I thought. 5 million Jews later, you make a Holocaust joke. Congratulations. Who ruined the story?
I think it's been quite a success for a Wayne Red story, to be honest. I'm quite happy with this week.
What did the German kid say when he pushed his brother off a cliff? What?
Yeah.
Look, mother, no hands. Okay.
Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
Everybody ready.
Yeah, yeah. How many times have you heard that and you still get it wrong?
Yeah, well, that's nothing new, is it?
Oh, to be ashamed of yourself.
Fucking well, don't take it personally. I'll get everything wrong.
It's true.
Very true. It's true. Let's see what you can do with the Wayne's facts. Yeah. Wayne?
Yeah?
NASA often shows the Hollywood movie Armageddon as part of its management training program and then asks its new staff to identify as many scientific inaccuracies as they can. There are at least 168 of them.
I guess there's probably more. Do they make them go on the ride at Disneyland?
What ride at Disneyland? There's Space Mountain?
No, the Armageddon room where you go in and they shake the floor about violently and then
that's
you
not,
like...
That's not Disney.
That's the Universal Earthquake Studios thing,
that's
isn't it?
Earthquake, yeah.
No, Disneyland in Paris had the Armageddon film ride, which was they stuck you in a room that looked like a spaceship and shook the floor. And then they played Bruce Willis stuff over the top.
Why would I want to go to Disneyland of Paris?
Yeah, why would you? It's the worst Disneyland in the world.
It's the only Disneyland because the other one's Disney World.
No, the one in California
one
in is in
well,
Disneyland.
I think. And there one in Japan.
There is one in Japan, but there's one in California that's called Disneyland. It was the first.
Yeah, that's the Disneyland, California one.
It's all the same. They all got Mickey Mouse.
Oh, now they're all the same, Ant.
They're all the same. You're racist against mouses. Wow. Wayne.
Mice.
Yeah.
A 31-year-old man was banned from the internet after sending naked men to his neighbor's house for a Craigslist ad.
How can you be banned from the internet?
Well, just stop his internet.
That's brilliant. That is, I want to do that so
from
bad.
The internet.
I want to send naked people to somebody
your
else's
house. That's what you want to do. You want to send naked people to your own house.
Maybe.
And then when Judy comes round and catches you, she goes, "That's something my friend done it. My friend sent them round. My friend done it. It's a joke." When you got their cocks in your mouth, sucking them dry.
Hey, this is Wayne's facts, not Vamp's facts. What's wrong with you?
Well, you chirped up. Wayne?
Yeah?
Besides 9/11, the only other attack by an outside force on Washington, D.C. was in 1814, when George Cockburn, an admiral in the British Royal Navy, literally walked into the White House, ate James Madison's dinner, drank his wine, and then set fire to the place.
That's a fucking attack and a half.
What dapper. Just fucking nonchalantly walk just in, eat dinner, and then set fire to it.
It's pretty ballsy.
And that's classed as an attack. Does that mean I attack my wife every night when I finish her tea? Where I just walk into the room and eat her food and walk out?
Why would you do that to her?
Because I'm hungry.
So you just eat someone else's dinner? Are you some sort of wanker?
She don't eat a lot.
So you just nonchalantly walk in, don't say a word, walk into the room, eat while she's at the dining table, walk up, eat her fucking dinner, and then walk out the room again.
She only goes away and then sort of gets something else to eat.
So she has to make something else to eat? Is that what you're saying?
You make me sound out to be an ogre.
No, you're making yourself look like an arsehole. What on earth are you talking about? So you walk into your dining room, eat a fucking dinner, and then walk out. Who are you? Fucking Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris. Fuck. He's got a beard.
Fucking hell. He wouldn't give you a thumbs up, you cunt. Jesus Christ. Can't believe that. He eats his missus' dinner. I'm moving on. I'm dumbfounded.
What do you expect? He's like 800 pounds. He's got to keep it going.
I know. Well, talking of fat bastards, Wayne.
Yeah.
New Zealand will deny people residency visas if they have too high of a BMI. And there has been cases of people rejected because of their weight. New Zealand don't like fat people.
New Zealand really doesn't like
you
fat
people. You know instantly wait, what wait. I'm thinking of.
Yeah, why does Kata live there then?
He's they like a fucking fat, sheep.
He's a fat fuck. Kata's fat.
He's fat. He's a fat bastard.
He's a fat bastard.
He's a fat bastard. But he lives there already. You don't need a visa. Yes. Oh, yeah,
he weren't right. At one point. He was Australian.
BMI.
Right?
The BMI is bullshit.
Shut up, cut your cunt.
BMI is bullshit. Body mass index is total bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's way too old. It needs to be redone for now. We've as humans, we've gotten bigger.
We have. It's a really rough guide, isn't it? It's nonsense.
So bad. It's
and
so
and
bad.
What about guys who are like really muscly and stuff? It's yeah. Pathetic, really.
Yeah, I mean, like, according to the body mass index, something that's like 6 foot should weigh like 140 pounds or 30 pounds or something like that. It's insane. It's crazy.
But yeah, like it's all how you're built and stuff like that. There's so much more to it.
Is it their healthcare they do that? Is that why?
No, it's a visa, a residency visa. So yeah, they must think that there'll be health concerns down the line, which will put pressure on a health service, etc. Yeah. Blah blah
it's
blah blah
be
blah.
That. It's
Are they
be
all
that.
Fit in New Zealand then?
Fuck no.
No.
But you've seen the fucking Maori like rugby players, they're fucking huge, man. Big
two New
bastards.
Zealand birds from neighbours are fit though.
It's because they're on
TV.
Firstly, neighbours is Australian.
Yeah, but these are New Zealand birds.
It's made up, dude. It's make-believe. Yeah,
these are the actresses that actually play them from New Zealand.
Okay, they're still actresses, which means they have to be extra hot to be on TV.
So that's not a general representation of the nation?
No. If that was the case, everyone in America would be blonde.
Okay.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Stephen Hawking says, outside our own universe lies another planet, another different universe, and in that universe, Zane is still in One Direction. That's what he said.
That's not real.
This is Ants.
Ants. Wayne's facts.
It's Ants bullshit. Stephen Hawking does not waste his brain matter on fucking One Direction.
I think he's saying something
different. More than that. Think about it. Think about it, Wayne. Repeat it back.
Okay. So he says, outside of our own universe lies another different universe. And in that universe, Zane is still in One Direction.
Would they be Two Direction?
Or Infinite Direction. I think that's what he's trying to say.
I think that's what he's
I think he's saying that the universe isn't finite, you know?
So there's another One Direction. Would that mean there's another me?
That would mean there's another you, yes.
Yeah.
And there's another me.
Like a mirror.
And there's another ant. Probably not like a mirror because mirror would be opposite.
But Zane's in One Direction still, so that must be
Why
opposite.
Why would a mirror be opposite?
Out.
Because if you're the other person in the mirror, it's opposite. So instead of being right-handed, you're actually left-handed because you're looking at each other.
Yeah, but that's just the way you're looking at it.
Yes, that's why they're called mirror twins.
He said like a mirror, like he'd see himself.
Yes, but instead of being right-handed, you would be left-handed. No, if you're in the mirror, you're on the opposite side.
I meant like opposite.
When you're kids, yeah, did you ever get like a handheld sort of like a little smallish mirror and then walk around the house with it like tilted up to the ceiling and look at the ceiling like you was walking on the ceiling?
No.
Okay.
What I used to do is go up to just big mirrors and stand by the side of it and then lift my arm and leg up. So it's like I'm lifting both arms and legs up. Like, way.
Spent all of his days doing that. The whole summer holidays he spent just doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wayne?
Yeah.
The first president of Zimbabwe was President Banana. A law was passed forbidding citizens from making jokes about his name.
Is there a Colonel Orange?
Well, yeah, you get done for that.
Mr. Peel.
In jail. Cut my fingers off or whatever they do.
Yeah.
What a slippery man he is.
Slippery man. Because of banana skin.
All right, moving on. Wayne.
Yeah?
There are more synapses in your brain than there are stars in the galaxy.
Synapses.
Synapses.
Okay, Wayne, answer the question.
What question? Now, that is a statement. It's not a question.
Fine, right, answer the statement.
Let me re-fucking phrase it. There are more nerve connections in your brain than there are stars in the galaxy.
Not in his brain.
Fuck no.
I don't believe that one.
It's a fact. It's a fucking fact. How many fucking times do we have to fucking do this?
Stephen Hawking just said a minute ago, it's all infinite.
Infinite?
It's all infinite.
Just move on.
So if it's infinite, I ain't got infinite brain.
That's a different universe. That's not the galaxy. Do you know what a galaxy is?
Milky Way.
A Milky Way is a galaxy, correct. So what galaxy are we in? So go on, say Milky Way. Say Milky Way.
The one with the
same,
sun.
Just say Milky Way.
Biggest star.
Just say Milky Way.
Are we Milky Way?
Yes, we're in the Milky Way galaxy. So
is that why I knew that?
What I'm saying is there are more nerve connections in your brain than there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy, which is the one you're in.
That's a lot.
There's probably an infinite amount of galaxies.
Okay, I'm getting you now. You didn't state that in this galaxy, did you?
No, I did from the start, said galaxy.
Well, let's rewind. Let's hit that 15-second button a few times and find out.
You fucking do it. You fucking do it.
He did say galaxy.
Right, Wayne. Oh, I don't know how many I've done. Shit. I was supposed to do 10, but then I've got 20 here, so.
Well, count then.
Fuck you. Just talk amongst yourselves.
No, 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 no.
You doing Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Wayne?
Yeah?
The world record... I've got three more. The world record for the largest number ever counted belongs to Jeremy Harper. He streamed the entire process online and raised money for charity. He reached 1 million. It took him 3 months.
That long?
What, to count to 1 million?
Yeah. Because, like, would it take that long to count money as well?
What?
If you had all pound coins on the table,
yeah,
would it take 3 months to count that up then?
What's that got to do with speaking it? That's two different processes, complete.
That's what I'm saying. Would it be similar?
I don't fucking know. I don't know how fast you are at counting money.
Quite fast, actually, because I've got to count it every day.
What were you, £54?
It takes a lot when you get it all in £1.50.
How long does it take you to count the £54?
What I do is I stack them in little piles of five.
How long does it take you to count the £54, roughly?
I don't know. It depends if I've got another driver there.
You can't answer any simple question that I ask him. How long, roughly, does it take you to count £54?
I don't know. How long's a piece of string?
Oh, fuck you. I'm moving on. Wayne, I've got two more, thank fuck.
Yeah?
In 1969, NASA possessed the technology to land on the moon, but not the technology to fake the moon landings.
Surely all they need is a curtain.
A curtain? A
curtain.
And a light. A curtain and a light.
Just a curtain and a light.
Yep.
That's it.
What's the light? The moon? The light would be the moon, would it?
Stars.
Stars. One star. Would that be our star?
No, that'd be like because the camera's really zoomed in, so I'd only get one star in the background. You'd all just do face shots.
Just do face shots.
Well, like helmet shots. Yeah, helmet shots.
You've been looking at helmet shots on the internet. I've seen you search things.
Helmet
shots. He likes helmet shots. He loves a good helmet shot. Right, Wayne, last one.
Yeah.
The concept of the rat battle has existed since the 5th century. Where poets would engage in flighting, I believe it's called. Flighting, man. A spoken word event where poets would insult each other in verse. The Norse god Loki is noted as having insulted other gods in verse.
Sorry, I didn't get that because Claire just walked in the room.
You're not eating her dinner, have you?
I don't know. She literally just come in, popped her head in, and I told her to go away, and she went.
Why? You're a horrible human being.
God,
you know
that. So bad to her.
I don't know why she hangs around with him.
I don't know why she does either.
I don't know why.
But.
So what years were the 5th century? 400 and something?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
400 and something?
Yeah.
When was Shakespeare?
Well, no, it's the 21st century now. Hang on. Yeah, so yeah. No, you're right. Yeah.
When was Shakespeare?
Way after that.
Yeah, it was like...
Well after that.
1600, 1700 maybe?
Exactly. You're looking, yeah, like 16th century. Mm. Would be
That's
Shakespeare-esque.
That's a fucking long time ago.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it wasn't a long time ago, dude.
And what do you reckon?
I bet you the language, you would not understand a word of it.
Well, we have...
No, well, they reckon... Wayne, here's a little fact for you. I think, have we ever done this before? If a lion could speak English, you wouldn't understand a word it said.
Yeah, we do.
And similar to what you just said there, really.
In what way? I weren't talking animals.
Don't worry about it. Okay. I was giving you credence, and you shout me.
I don't know why you even gave him that little bit of credence. Here we go.
I don't know. I'll stick to doing German jokes. Fuck it. Let's have some fun. Route 101.
One.
Gonna do it up the bum.
Bum.
Route 101.
One.
Gonna make you come.
Come.
Route 101.
One.
Let's have some fun.
Fun. Wayne, what do we have in Room 101 this week?
I like how you made out like your input of that was going to be like loads, and then you just repeated the last word every word and said.
That's what I did last time. What do you want from me? That's what I do.
That's how we do it, man.
That's my job.
Fly.
I did my part. What did you do? Nothing.
You wouldn't allow me. If I did, you'd have stopped it and made out and started.
God damn right.
I'm not allowed to play with the bigger boys.
What's... All right, we have never heard your Room 101 before. What is in your Room 101?
Well, I'm going to go with the one that pisses me off daily, and that's cyclists.
Okay, why do cyclists piss you off daily?
Because he wants to wear Lycra.
No, it's fucking...
Put that ointment on his balls.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fucking, right, there's this road that comes out of Thurston, the Bury. It's about 2 mile. And
too
it's
specific.
Like, it's, no, you'll see what I mean. This is an example.
Okay.
But they don't fucking use cycle paths.
Do they have cycle paths?
Yes.
Oh, they don't. Oh, they have them, but they don't use them.
No.
They never fucking use
two
them.
Two examples. So, Thurston to Bury St. Edmunds, 2 mile country road, windy, windy. Mm-hmm. So, you're struggling to keep on your side of the road.
Gotcha.
So, to keep off the other side. Last thing you want to do is go around a bend and there's a cunt in Lycra, fucking fluorescent yellow, cycling slowly, when the other side of a hedge to the left, he's got a lovely purpose-built road just for cyclists.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And they have their own junctions and everything. There's even a bit that will censor the cyclist to tell us to stop on the road so they can cross the road safely.
Gotcha.
They're a bunch of cunts. I completely concur with you, Wayne. They always say, don't they, what's the difference between red and green? Fuck all if you're a cyclist.
They fucking will not use the lovely purpose-built thing. They'd actually want to be on the road. Fucking, I can't say the bloke's name because I don't want to get done.
Just make it up.
But he rides from Stow Upland to Stow Market, yeah? Down a hill.
Oh, and you know him?
He's like fucking 80. Every day he does this because I see the cunt.
And you know him?
I do know him.
What's his name?
It's funny if I actually say it right. Brian Adams, but that's not the rock star, obviously.
His name is Brian Adams.
That's obviously not the rock star. He's an 80-year-old from Stow Upland. But he can barely cycle, bless him. And there's a cycle path literally on the grass verge next to the road. Yet he's cycling down and he gets a queue of fucking people behind him. And it's like, ugh!
Why does he not use the... Do you ever ask him?
No, but my brother... does exactly the same. He goes on the road, and I had this rant at him. Do you know what he says?
What?
Because people smash glass on the cycle paths. That's what? Why it's cleaner to go on the road.
Wayne, does Brian say to you that will he do anything for you?
No, but he could used to go faster in the summer of 69.
That's not Brian Adams.
This is
summer of 69 is not Brian Adams.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Brian Adams, the summer of 69.
No, it wasn't.
Do you want? Yes, it fucking was.
He's gone quiet because he's fucking Googling.
No, I'm Googling it right now.
Summer of 69.
He thinks it's Bon Jovi, I think.
No, I think it was, I thought it was, who was it? Fuck.
Now apologize to him.
I apologize, Wayne. It's a good song.
Brian Adams has held my Ericsson, Sony Ericsson phone, thank you. I've got the picture when he done a selfie with me. Me and Brian have...
Got a selfie with the cyclist?
No, not with the cyclist, actually with the Canadian rock star. wouldn't be quite as impressive to get it with the old boy.
Get that shit off in the background.
It's
Jesus
such
Christ.
A good song.
It's not. It's fucking awful. Turn
it's
it
a great song.
But you didn't know who it was by.
Yeah. I thought it was somebody I can't think of right now.
Someone with big hair.
No, seriously, I thought it was somebody I can't think of right now. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, that is Richard's excuse, my brother, is apparently you get glass on cycle paths that punches your tyres, so that's why you go on the road. What a load of bollocks.
Yeah, Richard sounds like an asshole.
He is an asshole, and he doesn't listen to this. So
they're not as bad as tractors, but yeah. They are still very bad.
Well, Iron Code responded to our send us your stuff for this week. On Facebook, and this is what he said. This is one of his Room 101s, and it kind of goes with your Room 101.
Which I can't believe because I done mine a couple days ago.
The jackasses who are running in the road when there is a sidewalk to use. He capitalized when there is a sidewalk to use, so I wanted to make sure that got out. So yeah, I understand it. I mean, there's sidewalks almost everywhere in America. Sidewalks are for people to walk and run. Roads are for people to ride. We don't have bicycle overall like paths like you guys do. Bicycles are supposed to ride on the road.
You have enough psychopaths, cycle paths.
Yeah, exactly.
So where do you lot smash glass then?
On the road.
On each other's faces in bars.
Yeah, exactly. Usually. We cut each other's throats in bars. There's enough of us. We just kill each other all the time. So yeah, there's people that run on the road, but there's a sidewalk right next to them that's perfectly empty because they're always empty. No one ever walks anywhere in America. We drive everywhere.
No shit.
Am I a bastard for saying that, going back to the bikes and stuff, a cyclist on the path can navigate pedestrians and whatever, and the damage done by a cyclist hitting a pedestrian is a lot less than, say, a country road or whatever, a cyclist.
I think you're being harsh there.
If you get hit with a bicycle, man, it's going to hurt.
My issue is this. If they're on the fucking road, pay fucking cards, pay insurance, and pay tax.
Why is there no bicycle tax?
It's beyond me. You're on our fucking roads. It's a registered. You should register your bicycle, in my opinion, and you should have a little fucking number plate on your vehicle, on your bicycle, should pay insurance and tax on it.
Is it the same alcohol levels for bicycle?
Of course, and you're pissed up as a fucking fart. It's ridiculous.
It'll be like drunk in public or public intoxication.
Exactly. It won't be swaying all over.
So as long as you can stand upright, you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, whatever their rule is.
Hey, fucking road tax, you bunch of wankers.
What about those bastards with disabled buggies that go on the road? Go like 5 miles per hour. They go around Stowe.
Again.
Bloody annoying.
Pay tax. If you want to use the vehicle on a road, pay tax.
What's your next one, Wayne?
Sauce sachets. Anyone that knows me in real life will know that when I eat, I have a lot of sauce. I got told off by the store manager at Tesco's for having too much sauce. Give me an example.
He's a saucy guy. Saucy
like tomato guy. Ketchup.
Oh, okay. So like
you've eaten at my house and you didn't have that much sauce.
Yeah, but I was probably trying to impress you.
So, like, you get a burger. You get a burger, and you put...
I don't put it in. I always put it on the side.
And then you dip it.
Yes.
I do that, too.
And I have loads.
I have loads, too, though.
Like, my mum actually was saving money when I left her house, and they could go up a brand because I left.
They went up a brand. So they add like extra value.
That's a lot of sauce, man.
And now they get Elder Car Farm sauce.
They get like they get pint the sauce rinse. Now.
Would you care for some Grey Poupon?
But of course. Basically, I love shitloads of sauce.
What else? Other than sachets,
fucking 5 gram sachets. I need about 5 of them to be happy. Fucking ridiculous. You're sitting there down your local Spoons, Weatherspoons, and you're ripping these fucking sauce sachets that go all over your fucking hands rather than your plate.
Can I give you an alternative?
What?
If you know you're going to the Spoons, why don't take your own sauce?
Some places don't like that.
Yeah, what, in the fucking Weatherspoons, they'll be fine with it.
They're not going to do anything.
It's down the local Spoons. What about anywhere else, though?
It's going to save their...
Fuck off. You just say, I paid for my meal. Yeah. I'm going to put add thing into my meal.
If anything, if
they're charging you for sauce, yeah, then they can take issue.
Exactly.
I have a tomato ketchup in my car boot, just in case.
There you go, then. Go get the fucking tomato
ketchup. If just in case of what?
fish and chips when you go down the beach.
He's got it.
Sounds like in case of what? And just accepted that like that was an actual answer. In case of what? In case there was a shortage of ketchup and vinegar?
No, you go, I've got vinegar, salt, and ketchup in the car.
Casey,
what is wrong with you? Something is wrong
with you. Just in case I get stuck in a fucking middle of nowhere, I can feast for a few hours.
It sounds like it. So I can eat Claire. That's what it sounds like.
The fucking AA rolls up, and there's you in the back of the car in a blanket with a red face with ketchup. Yeah,
chomping on Claire's leg. Oh, I got stuck for a couple hours. I got hungry.
Fucking would do as well.
Jesus,
I don't think that's a very good 101.
I don't think so either.
But I'm not accepting putting it in.
So you're happy with the shitting little sachets? Oh,
God. Yeah, I'm happy that there's they don't even have to provide those sachets for you. In fairness, and if you want to, I think that you should. If you've got a real issue with it, you should bring your own sauce pots to the restaurant with you. I think that's your issue. That's your neuroses, and I don't want to put that in our room 101.
I know people that bring their own silverware to the restaurants.
What?
Oh, that's a bit weird.
Yeah. Why is that weird, but you bring your own ketchup and mustard?
No, I'm just giving him an alternative from what he... Yeah. For his... I would think it's weird, someone getting a fucking tomato sauce bottle out, but yeah, I would think that's Wayne, isn't it? I'm just giving him an alternative.
Yeah, they don't trust cleaning the people that clean germs their... And stuff. Yeah, they don't... Yeah, they're German.
What about
I do hate the food staff canteen at Tesco's when you used to get a fork and then fucking there was a lump of food on there. It do freak me out.
What about the plate that the food's on?
Yeah, I always asked them that, but they never really said. They were like, yeah,
about
I mean,
how well prepared the food is.
Well, that obviously they looked at that exactly first before so they eat that.
That's fucking idiots then.
Just saying. I know some people. So Iron Code said people who stop on the damn roundabout. We don't even have that many roundabouts here, and he's frustrated about this. People fucking stop on roundabouts. Do people stop on roundabouts a lot over there? No.
You have to stop on a roundabout. What are you on about? Which means? Stop.
No, he means actually on the roundabout.
On the roundabout.
Actually, like as you're going round,
yes.
They stop.
Yes, they stop. It's
completely and utterly illegal.
Oh, that's illegal there.
Of course, you can't stop on a roundabout.
Yeah, I know. Well, here in America, they're dumb and they don't know how to use roundabouts. So,
what?
Yeah.
There's only one roundabout in the world that I know where they stop on, and that's like the Arc de Triomphe, that roundabout there.
Yeah. Here's the thing, okay? They started putting in more roundabouts here, especially in Atlanta. They're starting to use more roundabouts because it's better for traffic flow.
It's not, though.
No, it is.
It's really not.
No, it is. They proved it. It is. It actually is. It actually is. And look it up.
Prove it over here.
Well, I can't argue with that. I don't know how it is over there, but it is here. It's better than a four-way stop or a traffic light.
Don't know. Like
yeah, I know, because you don't have many of them. So
got loads of them.
Not as many as we do. Trust me. Not fucking as fucking hell. Many as we do.
Right, God damn it. With the fucking, you're a big country. Fucking, I'm sure you have got more.
God
just
damn
don't
it,
go on roundabouts near Bottom Marine just because you'll get an old cunt park fucking ramming the side of you.
Don't go on roundabouts in America. Just skip them because people are retarded. They don't know how to use them.
How do you skip a roundabout? Go over it.
No, you can go on a side street or whatever if you know where the roundabout's at. There's only like, literally, I've probably been on 7 in America, maybe 8 at the most.
I want Heavyset to tell me how many roundabouts he's gone because he drives around.
I don't even know if Heavyset's ever been on a roundabout. I don't even know if you can you get on a roundabout with the truck?
Fuck yeah.
You can? A big Fuck enough yeah. one?
I go around all day on fucking mini roundabouts and shit in a bus.
Really?
They're mini ones.
I would imagine you'd hit the middle at some point or something.
No. They've got good turning circles, these things.
Yeah.
And your front, because your wheels are behind you.
Well, tractor trailers
the driver. Are... You can go over the path. It's cool. And then sometimes you can shit the pedestrians up that walk by because they're like, they don't expect you to go over the path. It's like, way.
Tractor trailers are a lot bigger than roundabouts, though. But anyway. Oh, sorry. Lorries.
Lorry.
What's your last one, Wayne?
Q jumpers.
Line jumpers. Cutters. Line cutters.
Q jumpers.
Okay.
I fucking hate and they get me so angry I actually shake.
How many times?
He actually shakes.
The latest incident.
You get involuntary Parkinson's.
I get so angry. I don't know what to do. It feels like I want to pick the nearest hard object up and throw it at them.
How many times?
But I really can't hack it.
Here's the thing, Wayne. You're too fucking British. Why don't you say something rather than shaking like a fucking invalid in the corner?
And Claire then takes me out the queue and we lose where we are.
What?
What?
Fuck off. Because like, because she's fucking soft as shit and too polite. So you people kind of, like, this is the incident from London. When we were at Raw at the O2 last time.
Yeah.
There was a buffet centre and it opened, like, at 6:30. And we walked past at about 20 past.
Always food, isn't it? The fat
bastard. We walked past at 6:20. We're like, oh, fuck it, we'll stand here. Because we'd literally walked around the O2 all afternoon. We're bored as fuck. So we're like, ah, sod it, we'll
just
stand
eat.
Here. There was a couple people there already.
Temp time today.
So we got there and the queue actually formed up behind us. And then these two bloody women then come in right and just walk, sod the queue behind, you know, everyone. They just walked in and stood at the front.
Yeah. Why didn't you say,
did you say to them then?
I turn around and go, don't you notice everyone standing here, love?
Hang on. Why did you
be polite?
Yeah, say exactly what you said.
I said in a sarcastic, loud voice, don't you notice everyone fucking standing here, love?
Mm-hmm.
And not actually looking at them, but saying it out loud so they could fucking hear. Because if I started ranting at them,
why are you getting so aggressive straight away? Why didn't you just tap
because
the shoulder?
It's arrogance, Ant.
Yeah, but maybe there is a mistake. Why don't you find out first? Tap on the shoulder.
There's
excuse me.
There was blatantly a queue from the door.
Okay.
20
D. Okay, but get some sort of response from them first.
Mm-hmm.
Say to them, excuse me, you do realise that this is a queue here. And see what they say then. Don't fucking start swearing at people straight off the bat.
That was arrogance. You're too aggressive.
This is Ant talking about don't start swearing at people right off the bat.
Exactly. And that's me.
It was blatantly.
Then, Wayne, I'm with
you. I take that as a slap to the face. There's people actually standing there queuing, and these people just think they can waltz in.
So what happened? What happened?
Claire took me out. So wow. Like, come on.
You lost your...
Why would she take you out?
Nah. She's too soft and she gets embarrassed easy. And then,
to be fair, I would have been polite first off, and if they would have like no-sold me, I would have said, get the fuck out the queue, I'm going to punch you in the throat.
That's what I would have said too.
I get so angry. I go from like angry, the happy to angry in one... Because I look at that as a slap to the face, like really personally.
All right,
like,
all right, Wayne, let me break this down for you. Let me ask you this, okay? So I go and watch... I'll tell you guys this next third, but I'm in a line for a comedy show, right? I get there pretty early. I get there like two hours early. Well, yeah, I didn't even talk about it at the beginning, but whatever.
Gonna suck him off.
This is why I didn't talk about it, because Ant's a fucking dickhead. So,
Kevin Smith.
Did he wear a baseball cap?
No.
Yeah, I bet he did.
He doesn't wear baseball caps.
Of course he does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He only wears baseball caps in a fucking movie, retards.
What?
He only wears baseball caps in movies.
Yeah, and that's what I just said. Did he wear a baseball cap? Every
movie
I've seen.
No, he didn't. He doesn't normally wear baseball caps. Oh my God. Can we please talk about this? Okay. So.
Does he got a beard?
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Did he wear glasses?
Shut up. This is what happened. Okay. This is what happened. I was in line, and then my two buddies that were with me, they came about 30-40 minutes later, and they joined me in line.
Jay and Silent Bob.
And they joined me in line. So would that irritate you, the fact that they jumped in line with me?
No, not if there's an actual person that they're interacting with that was in the queue that you could blatantly see. But these two women were definitely not with anyone else, because the actual people behind me was going on about, didn't they see a queue there? And the woman was like, oh, obviously not. But they didn't get as irritated.
So they weren't talking to anybody else. They weren't like, oh, we're with them, love.
No. They were different nationality, so they stood out like a sore thumb.
What do you mean they're different nationality?
I'm not going to say
they're black.
Go ahead, say it. They're black.
No, but they weren't with anyone.
They were black. What different nationality were they, Wayne?
Doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, Wayne, it does matter.
You just said they stood out like a sore thumb.
You just said that. Then it matters.
You know what I mean. They weren't with anyone. They didn't interact with anyone.
Is it a thumb you...
nationality. It was blatant that they didn't know anyone in the queue.
Is it a thumb you hit with a hammer?
Hello. They didn't acknowledge anyone.
What nationality?
If
what?
Your mate or what? If the difference, if
right,
they come
black.
Up,
they were black,
and they talk black. To someone.
And you said
and
you have
they
a...
were like you blatantly could see like.
All right,
fair
Wayne.
Enough.
All right,
and you said you
right.
have a, you said you have a problem with that.
What do you mean?
Like, say you're in line, right?
Yeah, no,
and
no,
you and
I've
I,
got, right.
you and I were supposed to meet up for this. Like, say you and I were supposed to meet up for a concert or whatever, and then you're there first, though. You get there first.
I mean, it depends. To me, that depends how long said person is in the line for. If that person's in the line for like half an hour, mm-hmm. then I've got an issue with it. If it's for like 5 minutes, and then someone comes along and they're like, "Hi, mate, yeah, yeah," and start talking,
mm-hmm.
like a chat and cut is acceptable in that. that circumstance.
Well, it's but not
a,
like
a chat and cut is not acceptable in a circumstance where it's where you're like theme parks, for instance. I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, no, that's I would agree with that.
You know,
yeah.
At a theme park, someone's waiting, like the missus is usually waiting, or like the mum's usually waiting while the other kids are on another ride, and she's waiting in the queue, and then the kids come along and like, oh yeah, they're my kids.
That's not acceptable. You're like,
well, that's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
Because then the dad waits, and then they do the rotation system. Yeah, that's not fair.
See, but we're like it's like. Like the line starts outside, so we're not even in a queue really. We made our own queue. There was only probably 10 people behind me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a biggie. If there's not many people, you're not waiting long time. It's
and the funny thing is, like, you can tell the difference between people, like, saying, oh, hey, how are you, blah, 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 and then people going, obviously, those people are together.
Yeah.
They just took different cars.
I'm with you on that.
Okay, all right. So the last one from Cody is people who don't flush toilets at the office. Does anybody have this problem?
Stink it out. Love it.
Does anybody have this problem?
Yeah, I'll shit my pants in the office.
The amount of shit on nights. It's like they've never learned how to use a toilet brush. The shit, and I'm not joking, could go up the walls, and I don't know how they fucking got it there.
Is that the people or the employees?
It's just the night staff were filthy animals. Even the cleaners were like dreading every night going in at 6 a.m. to go and clean it because it was fucking disgusting. The day staff aren't much better, but at least I can get it in the fucking bowl. And up the fucking walls. How did they manage it?
And do you have this problem?
I'm the one that causes
women's
it.
Worse. Are you the one? The time of the month. Classic.
Oh, I didn't either hear that at all. What what do you mean you cause it? Do you not flush the toilet?
No, I do flush the toilet, but I'll fucking stink the place out.
Oh, I do too. Oh my god, when I take a shit at work,
that stinks, and there's air freshener next to it. I'm like, fuck that.
When I take a shit at work, dude, it's the worst. It's the worst because if I take a shit at work, it's gonna be the worst.
Yeah,
I have to take a shit.
But yeah, I'm clean. I know how to use a toilet. I fucking flush.
I know how to aim properly.
But sometimes, if you get splutter, I'll leave the splutter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no, like, you know what I'm saying? If you have a shit and you pull the chain, and it goes down, but there's still like bits of shit.
Oh, yeah. You just leave that.
Leave it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Some other
fucking night staff. There's another thing that get me, urinals. Yeah. When people fucking blow snot and just leave it all hanging over the urinal, that do my fucking head in.
Why do people blow snot on the urinal?
I don't know. And at fucking everywhere you go in England, public toilets, you go to a urinal, there'll be fucking snot over it.
Where else do you want me to gob?
Fucks me up. Do it toilet roll and flush it.
Oh, fuck off. I'm just going to gob it in the toilet. What are you on about? I ain't going to gob it in the street.
No, I think he's talking about on the urinal, not in the urinal.
Yeah, when they
fucking
just get their nose and go, huh.
Oh,
and
you get so fucking snot. I can't even imagine that.
On the bowl or in a urinal?
On the handle?
The wall and shit, where they just literally, while they're pissing, you can imagine it, got dick in the hand, fucking pissing in one hand, they go with the nose of the other hand, and there's all snot up the wall in the urinal.
They clear their
fucking disgusting.
They clear their nose on top of the urinal?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, that's no, you do not do that.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
When you're having a piss, just like, I've got bogies up nose.
Oh
no, that's a gob. That's not a Wayne's talking about.
And then there's actual
Wayne's talking about like blowing his nose, like
mucus
blowing,
up the wall where they stand there, and like they've pushed one nostril in. They're going, huh.
Oh yeah, that's a bit excessive.
People
that's
do disgusting. That, and it's all like
I can't even imagine that
fucking up the tiles.
Yeah, and Wayne gets sick from that. Wayne gets sick.
Oh, Wayne's
from that.
I don't
really
like nose stuff. Nose stuff.
He is, man. He's fucking
really
pissed
angry.
About this.
He's got
101
really angry.
You can't get me started.
We've got him started now.
I'm telling you.
No, we're in trouble now.
Well, let's go play a game. How about that?
Let's play a game.
All right, let's go. That's good generic music. Why not? Fuck it. I couldn't find a music
to go along with it. Is someone dying?
He searched like 5 minutes for that.
I couldn't
as well.
Find any music to go on with this game. So this is a stick.
I thought
game.
It was going to turn into something, and it just faded.
Yeah, it just faded
we,
away. Yeah, just,
we like a help show.
No, yeah, exactly. So
it sounded like a hospital TV show.
Yeah, a hospital TV show. Children's hospital.
Children's hospital.
Who's here's little Timmy? He's got AIDS.
So
and they're all like with, got like oh. pipes in them, putting their thumbs up.
Yeah. Here's Chuck so, Norris coming to see you.
Okay. All right. Oh my God.
And this is the segment that sad music was the theme for. Come on, introduce it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, introduce the segment that was worth this intro music.
Is it on a stick game?
Is it on a stick game?
With the Iowa State Fair going on, I wanted the world-renowned Iowa State Fair. Did you guys know that there's a
world-renowned? I've never fucking heard of it.
Well, there you go. Did you guys know that there's a whole on a stick thing? It's like a genre of food at the Iowa State Fair.
Is it in one tent or is it like got its own festival?
It's everywhere. Everybody does an on a stick something.
On the stick.
On the stick.
You get dick on a stick.
Dick is a stick.
So what
the game we're going to play is we're going to play Ant versus Wayne, since they don't know all this on a stick stuff. And I'm going to throw out some stuff to you guys.
A competition.
Yep.
Oh, you're going to hear me get all competitive.
Yep. And because that means you can become a dickhead. And then we're going to see who wins at the end of this.
Be me, won't
you? You don't want to get a dickhead with me.
So you're
going to
tell me if...
You'll be shaking in the corner
when
I win.
So you're going to tell me if this is a real thing on a stick or if I made it up.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good. This sounds fun.
Did I make it up or is it on a stick? So here we go. Wayne, you ready?
So that's me first.
Yep.
Okay.
Apple pie.
Are we both guessing the same thing?
No.
Okay.
No. You each one you get your own. I have enough for each one you get to know, and I have a tiebreaker at the end.
Okay.
Wayne, apple pie on a stick. Is that real or is that fake? Apple pie on a stick.
Fucking the Americans love pies and they love sticks. So if they've never done that before, I'll be surprised. So yes, it's on a stick.
It is on a stick. Is it on a stick, guys? Let's see.
He's not going to do that ding ding again, is he? He fucking is. He's going to do that bullshit generic ding ding.
Is it on a stick? It is on a stick. Nice job,
the
Wayne.
The delay was amazing.
I know, it was amazing. All right, Ant, you ready?
Well, I would have got that one wrong, so...
Golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick.
What?
Golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick.
It's golden fried.
Golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick.
What is golden fried?
It's golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick. I'm not going to repeat it again.
But what?
Is it on a stick or is it not on a stick?
So they've got peanut butter and jam on a fucking stick, and then they've dipped it in fat.
Like deep fat fried it.
Yeah. Everything, almost all of these are fried.
I'd say why not?
Got it right. Don't be cheating, guys. I don't want to see you guys cheating.
No, fucking. Do you want me to turn my video on?
I just want. No, please don't. Last time I saw more than I wanted to see.
Get my cock out again.
I know. Wayne, are you ready?
Yep.
Grilled cheese sandwich. Grilled cheese sandwich on a stick. Can you get a grilled cheese sandwich at the Iowa State Fair on a stick?
Oh, man, you got them because we've had two corrects. So I'm going to say no.
That is correct. You cannot get a grilled cheese sandwich on a stick. Although I'm sure it's coming. And are you ready?
I would have got both of these ones wrong.
Ultimate bacon brisket bob.
Fuck, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I want that on a stick. That sounds
You can get
awesome.
It at the Iowa State Fair.
I want one. Send me one.
Wayne?
I don't know if it'll travel well.
I don't think it'll travel well either. I think it'll be...
Pigs don't fly well.
Quite rancid by the time it gets to you. Caprese salad on a stick, Wayne.
I don't even know what that is.
A caprese salad on a stick.
See, when you say caprese, I think something different.
You think a supermodel.
No.
I'm sorry, Wayne. I'm sorry. It's a salad. It's on a stick. I don't know what a caprese salad is either.
Is it caprese or capri?
Caprese. Caprese salad on a stick.
I never heard of that.
Me neither. Yeah. You ready, Ant?
Yeah, ready.
Chocolate covered chunky bacon maple nut. Maple no nut on a stick.
Fuck yeah. Bacon and chocolate. Yeah,
chocolate covered chunky bacon maple no nut on a stick.
That sounds sexual. Yeah. I'm going, yeah.
Got it. It's on a stick.
It's
Wayne.
America, isn't it?
Yep. 2-3, Wayne.
Salad on a stick? No.
chocolate covered bacon. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but they did. They had it
they
on a
had
stick.
Salad on a stick. They had right. salad on a stick. Tater dog on a stick, Wayne. Tater dog. Get tater. That. Let me get that tater dog over there, man. That tater dog. Love me some tater dogs.
No.
I'm sorry, Wayne. I'm sorry. It is a real thing. It is on a stick.
Stuck a fucking spud on a stick.
Yep, pretty much. Ant chitlins on a stick.
What?
Oh, love me some chitlins. Chitlins on a stick. You know what chitlins are?
No.
Chitlins are the intestine of a pig.
Oh, no, then. I don't want that on a stick.
Chitlins on a stick. But no. do you want it or is it?
No, I'm just saying, no, I don't want it all.
That's correct. They are not on a stick, at least not yet.
I'm fucking like 4-0 here.
You are 4-0. Wayne, you ready? Mm-hmm. Bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick. Bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick.
Yeah, go for it.
That is correct, right. Sir. Bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick is the correct then? Answer. It's a riblet.
It's a little rib.
It's a little rib.
A riblet.
Wrapped in bacon.
A little rib.
Yep.
Oh, your bacons are a creative. I mean, you Americans crib.
Chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough on a stick.
Is that me?
That's you. Chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough on a stick.
I'm going to say no for that one.
I'm sorry. That is on a stick. It is on a stick. Chocolate-covered chocolate chip cookie dough. Dude, the stuff they eat at this Iowa State Fair, it's why Iowans are ginormous.
Andy Anderson.
Yep. Chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake, Wayne.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake. That's a lot to say.
Cheesecake.
Chocolate-covered deep-fried cheesecake. And so when they're done deep-frying the cheesecake, they cover it in chocolate.
No, that's far too much pissing about.
I'm sorry, that does exist. That is a real, you can get a corner sliced chocolate covered deep fried cheesecake on a stick at the Iowa
State
Fair.
Is that anything else they could have done to it?
I don't think so.
How many more of these?
Just one more, if you get this right.
So I've won.
You've already won, yeah. You've won.
I've already won.
Ready?
Fuck you, Wayne.
Ready, Ant? Sushi on a stick. Sushi.
No, Americans don't like sushi.
Yes.
We like sushi.
I'm saying no. Americans don't like sushi.
Yes, there's sushi on a stick.
Yeah, but not in a stick.
Sorry. Oh, there is no sushi on a stick. There is no sushi on a stick. You still want. Does anyone want to go? You want to go for the last one, Wayne? I got one more.
Yeah, why not?
Chocolate-covered key lime dream bar.
Yes, because you're fat.
That's true.
What's my last one then?
That's it. No, that was it. That was it.
He started.
You won.
Yeah, but he started, so I should have an extra
one. I don't have anything left. I'm sorry. I had it.
Just make one up. Make one up now.
Deep fried penis on a stick.
Deep fried penis, no. Now give me a point. Give me a point.
All right, you have a point. Boom, you have a point. There you go. Point Cheers. Given.
So I won by 3 points.
Yep. And that was Is It On A Stick? Hollywood.
All right, that'll do.
I can't believe that thing's six minutes long. That thing's fucking 6 minutes long, man.
Yeah, fucking cut it off.
You'd have played all of it.
You would have if we hadn't said nothing.
I played 30 seconds. Calm the fuck down.
It's 30 seconds too long. You can't move on.
All right. So, Ant, why are we playing Oscar music or Hollywood
because
music?
Because we're going to do a movie thing. All right.
What movie thing we're going to do?
Well, I had been having discussions on GroupMe with a few people.
He had a little temper tantrum.
Yeah, I didn't have a fucking temper.
He had a fucking proper meltdown.
I didn't. I don't know why this has all come, but Wayne talking shit. I thought it was a really interesting thing. So, not the best actor.
I'm going to do a list, and you can't stop me, DRG.
I'm offended by the fact that you don't like Heath Ledger.
Didn't say that. Read the conversation.
No, I didn't read it.
The other way around.
I try not to read anything DRG puts in GroupMe, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's not nice, is it? But anyway, I was thinking about
actors in movies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't thinking like the best actor in the world. I was thinking, what movies have you seen where just a performance in that movie has blown you away? Okay,
no, we have to do movies, right? We can't do TV shows.
No, this is movies.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Screen performances.
I didn't ask. So, I didn't ask beforehand. You just said top five best performances, so I did those, but I was thinking of one that was on TV. But you said movie.
If it's fucking Arrow, I'm gonna slit
it's
my own throat.
It's not Arrow. Oh my god, it's not Arrow. Fuck.
Kevin Smith's appearance on The Big Bang.
Kevin Smith, or Arrow.
I'm just gonna stop talking. I'm just gonna stop talking to you guys. I mean, I'm just gonna start.
Yes.
I'm just like,
that's
okay,
what we go for over a year. Right,
fucking 18 months work finally paid off.
I agree. Whatever you guys want. That's fine.
He's crying now. Yeah, should we say sorry?
Should we let him have his Kevin Smith? On
no,
there?
That's fine. You
can have Kevin Smith.
I didn't even talk about it. You guys don't deserve it, honestly.
He's got his list. He's literally screwed up.
I have my list.
Little did we realize it was his phone that he's just throwing.
I have my list. It's right there.
So yeah, so this is movie performances. So in a movie, it don't even have to be a big part in a movie. It's just that you've gone away thinking, wow, that performance in that movie was amazing. So we've been doing top fives. I done a list and I got 22.
What?
Yeah, when I've done my list.
It's five.
I know. Very hard to cut down.
We really don't have time for 22 of just yours, let alone we had to do 15 of everybody.
I know, but the 22 was a good 22, I must say that.
And you narrowed it down to five, correct?
I had to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole point of you saying
you
top
had
five.
To.
You had
to.
Otherwise,
this would be the top 22 list, not
yes,
a top five.
Top five. Yeah. Who do you want? And this is your segment. Who do you want to go first?
You.
Okay. So number five, we're going to go.
We'll all do our number fives and then we'll
number
move
fives.
On.
Okay. Kevin Spacey. As
I thought he was going to say Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith is Silent Bob.
In Silent Bob.
Kevin Smith is Silent Bob in every movie. No. Kevin Spacey as Roger Verbal Kent in The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, he's fantastic. That's a brilliant one.
So just the reason why I picked Kevin Spacey is because it's a proper movie that I've seen that really did fool me while I was watching the movie. I had no idea who Kaiser Sose was. I had no idea where that movie was going when I first saw it. The clues, the hints, the everything was just fantastic. Sorry, I had a burp.
Charming.
I'm trying to speak eloquently here in a burp. Was fantastic. It was just, it's a performance that is not easily repeatable.
No, that's a great one.
So very, very that's my number five. Kevin Spacey is Roger Verbal Kent in The Usual Suspects.
Wayne, what's your number five?
My number five is Jodie Foster in The Accused.
Is that one where she gets raped?
Yeah.
Is that the bit that you like? Weren't you like really young in that movie?
I haven't seen that.
Fairly, but it's not. It's like, I don't know what it is. I just think she played the part fantastic.
Well, getting raped. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's a good film. Watch it.
He gets a little belligerent when he's drinking beer, anyway.
It's annoying. I'm trying to be serious, and then you get rape. Rape. You like rape, don't you?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, good film. Watch it.
All right.
Who's typing?
What?
Who's typing? I keep hearing typing.
Not me.
All
right.
My number five is Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds.
That's your number five?
That's my number five.
All right. If that's your number five, I'm supremely interested in your four through one. Because if that's your number five, what kind of measuring stick do you have?
I know. It's a good one. Christoph Waltz was incredible in that movie. He completely stole a movie which was already a good movie. Because we're not talking about the script here. We're not talking about direction or production. We are just talking about performance. And to me, Hans Landa is one of the greatest movie performances of all time.
Well, when you're talking about performance, you can't give a good performance with a shitty script. Yeah.
Well, you can. You can turn. This is what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to have a lot of dialogue. Because I think of like a performance like Bill Murray in Zombieland. He's only in that for like 3 minutes. But his performance in that movie is fucking astounding.
Dude, he played Bill Murray. He played himself.
Exactly. And that's what made it brilliant.
What? What?
That's what makes it memorable.
All right. All right.
It's performance.
Okay.
So what's your number four?
My number four is Tom Hardy as Charles Bronson in Bronson.
This is weird.
Why is that number? Why is that weird?
Because that's my number four.
Is it really? Tom Hardy as Charles Bronson is. I never, as a person, and you can give your perspective because you are in the UK. I'll give my perspective. I'm in the United States. I never heard Charles Bronson before, other than the actor Charles Bronson.
Oh,
the
mustache guy.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was about. I mean, it only said Bronson, so I thought it was about Charles Bronson. What do I know? Come to find out, it's completely different. It's about a guy who, anyway, watch the fucking movie. It's a great movie.
He's a fucking nutter.
He's a nutter. He.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know the prison near me.
Yeah.
And the job I've gone for, prison officer.
It's the one at that prison.
He is in there.
He's in there?
Yeah.
Stay away from him. Yeah.
Because they move him from prison to prison, they like four times a year.
Because
one of the prison officers.
Yeah, because he realized that he could live in the prison and not have to pay for anything.
He's a fucking nut job.
Yeah, that's what he realized at Christmas time,
he stays at the prison near me. So the one I'll be working at.
Don't go near him.
I think he'd be a very interesting guy to have a conversation with.
Well, if you can interview him for the podcast.
Oh, fuck, that would be amazing.
Obviously, interview him for the podcast, obviously. But
yeah, that's also my number four, Tom Hardy as Bronson.
It's
fantastic. Premium content.
The performance by Tom Hardy is... It's one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It's a truly transformation from one human being into another. Yeah, and I don't know how else to say that.
He is fantastic. I mean, he's my man crush. So
yeah, I don't.
Everything he's done, I love. I think he's.
I still haven't. Have fantastic. You seen? Have you seen Road Warrior yet?
Yep.
I saw it cinema. Oh yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good movie. Wayne, what's your number four?
It came out this week, right?
What?
Road Warrior.
It's been out for ages.
What?
Oh, are you talking DVD?
Yeah, DVD.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
This week. I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Wayne, what's your number four?
I've gone with Edward Scissorhands by Johnny Depp.
Yeah, okay.
The simple fact is, how do you get given that script and manage to pull off a believable thing about a child that was made up and left with scissorhands? That's I really enjoyed his performance in it.
That's good.
You actually feel for him and everything, and that's quite a good ability.
Do you know that was his first role? His first major role?
Yeah, because he's a child in it.
He's not a child in it.
Yes, he is.
He's pretty young, isn't he? He's in his teenage years.
No, he's 20.
I thought he was a little bit younger. I thought he was 18.
I thought he was teens.
No. He was like 20-something. He moved out. He had a band in Kentucky. And they got pretty popular, and they moved out to California. They couldn't get any gigs. So his buddies were like, well, try this acting thing and see what happens. And he did a couple commercials, and then he finally got cast in some weird movie called Edward Scissorhands. He tells his bandmates, and that was it. It was like last time he did anything with his band or whatever, and that was it. It was his first role. But that's what Tim Burton wanted. Tim Burton wanted a new face, somebody that could look innocent and still have...
Christ,
still
he went look. Back to that well enough times, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he wanted somebody that looked innocent, but still... I mean, still have blades
wasn't
on your
hands. Wasn't he a TV star before, though? Wasn't he in 21 Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
That's when he first made his...
21 Jump Street after? I thought it was after.
No, that was his first
was
one.
Was it before?
Because that's in the 80s.
All right.
Edward Scissorhands come out in the 90s, didn't it?
I apologize. I got
so
it.
I'd imagine he was a lot... Actually, I think you're right, because he must have been a lot older then.
I got those mixed up. I apologize.
So, yeah, I'm just having a look now. So Johnny Depp was born in 63. So even if the film was 90, I think it was really early 90s, wasn't it, Edward Scissorhands? Can someone look that up? I think it might, let's say 1990. Even if it's 1990, it'd be 27.
Was it 90?
It was 90 around circa that. So even that, it'd be like late 20s. So, yeah, we're well out.
1990.
Wow, 1990. So they filmed it in. So they filmed it in
63.
Oh, its release date was 91, though, in July.
Oh, so they did film it in 90.
So he was 28.
28.
Oh, I thought he was teen.
He was a rocker, man. He was in a band before he was ever a film star.
He's married to
Amber. He was in Crybaby before that. I love that movie, Crybaby.
Cry, Crybaby.
Yeah, that's a good one, Wayne.
He did 21 Jump Street. Oh, no, okay, yeah. 21 Jump Street went from 1987 to 1990, and then after that he did Crybaby and Edward Scissorhands.
There you go.
And then he was in a Friday the 13th movie, or Freddy movie.
Okay, that's Johnny Depp for you.
That's funny, man.
Interesting. Wow. Let's move on to our number three.
Interesting career.
Yes, very much so.
Malcolm McDowell as Alex in Clockwork Orange.
Really?
Yep. That movie fucked me up.
I despise that movie.
That movie really creeped me out. The lack of empathy and the lack of consideration, manners, and
enough
feelings.
To describe yourself, but what about the film?
Well, he's basically described any Kubrick film, really. Oh, Kubrick is that sort of maker.
It's so the raping, the pillaging, the killing, it's horrific, the stuff that he does in that movie without a care in the world that he does in that movie. And then the brainwashing is just horrific. It's that movie scared me more than any other movie that I've ever watched.
You still haven't seen 1984 yet, have you?
No, I haven't. No,
go watch it.
See, that makes you comparing that to 1984 makes me even more scared of 1984. That movie still seriously, Clockwork Orange and the performance by Malcolm McDowell as Alex really creeps me out.
Okay,
just to think of the brainwashing that they did to get him to not want a woman sexually is just really fucking scary, and it really hit home to me. It's one of the, in my opinion, it's still one of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the movie at all. Yeah, why, beating people to death with a phallus is not very great to me. But
well, you could do that in Grand Theft Auto now.
Yeah, probably. Wayne, what's your number three?
My number three is Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
I almost went with him as my number three.
I almost went for Edward Norton.
Tyler
Ooh.
Durden.
But to be honest, they both needed each other. But for me, Brad Pitt was just fucking amazing in that film.
Tyler Durden, man.
It's a great movie character, isn't it?
Why'd you do that? Because I wanted to make something not pretty.
It's a great movie. Yeah, you could really put Ed Norton in there with him with that, couldn't you? You could have almost a joint third.
Oh, you definitely could.
But absolute amazing performance. And one
you are not
about.
A fucking
I
actually
think Brad Pitt's better in Burn After Reading. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen that.
He plays a gay gym instructor. It's fucking brilliant. It's a Coen Brothers movie. It's so funny. He is brilliant.
I always thought Brad Pitt was good in the Ocean's 11 movies.
He is an underrated actor because he's fantastic in Snatch as well.
Yeah, oh, fuck. All right, it's a dag.
Do you like dogs?
Dag. You like dogs?
Yeah. That's for mama.
Oh, do I like dogs? Oh, yeah.
My number three is Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight.
That's your number three?
That's my number three.
Fuck. And Wayne, I can't wait to hear his 2-1. I can't wait to hear his 2-1.
I bet you haven't seen either of the movies.
For your 2-1?
Yeah, that's all I'm guessing.
Interesting. But, all right.
But yeah, so Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight, just something that completely... What I was saying on Group Me is that Aaron Eckhart gets drowned out in the movie. It's what we was discussing on Satire last week. He gets drowned out in the movie by his brilliance, by Heath Ledger's brilliance in this, which is completely understandable. But I do think that Aaron Eckhart was very good in the movie.
Yeah,
one ever gives him credence.
This is when my and my influences of my friends come into my comic book. And my influence and my friends coincide. So Aaron Eckhart did a good job. I still think he was over emotional as that character, as Two-Face. Two-Face is a very one-dimensional character. That's what makes him great. He either kills you or he doesn't, based on his coin.
Yeah, but it was almost an origin story in that movie, wasn't it?
It was.
Exactly.
But when he became Two-Face, he just didn't play it up enough. He just didn't. He just didn't play it up enough to me.
I felt like there weren't enough. I know it was a long film. He got to be Two-Face and then it felt rushed and then the end of the film. I know that was getting towards the end of the film and it was a long film. I'd actually like to have seen it put into another one. Yeah.
You would have seen
Have that as the end and then have actual film of Two-Face rather than last 10 minutes.
That's always the great
way it felt. But.
Well, that's always the great mistake by people who make these films. They kill characters off and you can't do that in comic book movies.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't do it. That's why, I mean, Heath Ledger died and Aaron Eckhart is not dead. Aaron Eckhart could have played Two-Faced again, but he killed him.
I think there was enough mileage to get another film out of it rather than just be an add-on to the end.
Oh, he definitely could have been.
I understand what you're saying. It would have been a good way going forward to have him as a prominent character in the next movie.
He's Two-Faced.
Maybe with Bane.
He's Two-Faced. He has to.
But yeah.
And he knows the legal system. Oh, it would have been great. It would have been great in the next movie, but he didn't. He killed him like an idiot.
So does Scarecrow.
Yeah, Scarecrow too. Scarecrow was great in the Dark Knight Rises.
But anyway, yeah, Heath Ledger was my number three.
Okay.
All right, what's your number two?
Heath Ledger, Joker, Dark Knight.
Wayne, what's your number two?
I went with Anthony Hopkins and Silence of the Lambs. Had to be done.
Yeah, I mean, it was on my short list of the 22.
I ate his brain with a nice Chianti. With some fava beans.
Absolutely
nice
fucking Chianti. Are we getting to our number one? Oh, my number two.
Quid pro.
My number two is Richard E. Grant in With Now and I. To me, it's one of
the
funniest and saddest movies I've ever seen. And Richard E. Grant in that movie is just completely and utterly, astoundingly brilliant. If you haven't seen the movie, please go and watch With Now and I. It's quintessentially British, but Richard E. Grant in that movie just steals every scene like he does.
I like a bit of Richard E. Grant. Jack and Sarah is like one of mine and Claire's films.
Have you never seen With Now and I?
No.
Oh, put it on the Netflix, mate. Seriously, With Now and I. He plays a drunk, out-of-worked actor. And yeah, it's just hilarious.
I know how emotional that he can be with Jack and Sarah. So.
You can. There's a very famous drinking game where I think it's one of it's a really famous drinking game where every time they drink, you drink. And I think the world records of like you get about 7 minutes into the film before you pass out. It's seriously all they do is just drink, swear because they're out of work actors and they're just roaming. Roaming the countryside and England, that they go away from London to have a rest and they're just roaming the countryside and fucking drinking. And it's fantastic. It's a fucking brilliant movie. Sorry?
Might slap that on tomorrow. Claire likes a bit of Richard E.
With Now and I is the greatest.
She met him at a charity cricket do. There's a picture of Claire with Richard E. Grant.
With Now and I then. Watch it. That's my number two. He's fantastic in that movie. What's your number one, Van?
Christoph Waltz as Colonel Hans Landen in Inglourious Basterds. I mean, I can't, as an adult walking into a movie theater and not knowing anything about much, because, you know, every time you go into a Tarantino movie, you never know what's going to happen. Never. I mean, there's not any time where you exactly know what's going to happen in a Tarantino movie. You know what's going to happen in Marvel movies and all the rest of this stuff, but a Tarantino movie, no.
Some sort of murder.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely going to be killing. But you don't know who's going to die. And watching Christoph Waltz in the terrified faces and feeling, knowing that he is going to catch you eventually, knowing that him as that horrible Hans Landen is going to catch you and send you to a concentration camp or kill you himself, is just petrifying and astounding. And you believe he's that guy. Like, you see him in some other movies, and sometimes you see him. You see Colonel Hans. I mean, it's fucked up. He does fucked up shit to people. And you just believe it. And it's just, it's believable. It's 100% believable. And that's what I want. You watch a movie, you watch a TV show, you want to believe that that thing actually happened. And it's just amazing. It's just amazing that the performance that he put in. It really is. You believe that he doesn't, that character doesn't think of it as a duty that he has to do. It's a job that he has to do. He was given this job and he has to complete that job, and he will stop at nothing to round up the Jews and complete that job. And that's all it is. It's not personal. It's just a job. And that coldness comes out in that character.
It does, definitely. All right, Wayne, what's your number one?
This is a hard one because I want to do top five, and I just want to put Tom Hanks for everyone because I think any film that he's in, he steals. And the amount of different type of roles he's done, you list his films and the role that he has to play, and he fucking steals every time. But I know you'd got angry if I'd have done that, so...
No, because I've got... I've got a trick number one, so...
But I went with Philadelphia. I know we've already mentioned it today.
Streets of Philadelphia, Wayne's got AIDS.
That makes me howl like a baby, that film. It is just amazing how vulnerable
it makes you cry?
Philadelphia does. Yeah,
really?
Cry every fucking time.
Wow, I would have never guessed movie. That.
Do you not think that's a sad movie then?
Nah, it's not that sad.
You don't like
really? When they put that videotape on at the end after he's died and they're celebrating his life and they put that video on of his childhood, that makes me cry like a fucker every time.
I'm not a big fan of Tom Hanks.
Oh, mate. But then you like,
I'm not a massive fan of him either, but I understand why people do like him.
Then you think about like Forrest Gump and he stole the show there. You think about Castaway. I know Ant hates Castaway.
Yes, because it's 3 hours of nothing.
But he pulls it fucking off.
He doesn't. I hate that movie.
I think I've watched Castaway like 3 times.
Do you know the best thing in the movie is a fucking football? The best thing in the movie is
because
fucking
Tom
Wilson.
Hanks sells
it's a it's a volleyball.
Yeah, whatever.
Then you think about Big, a fucking childish film where he plays a fucking kid.
That's a good movie.
He is awesome. Tom Hanks is fucking genius. And it hurts me just to have one of his entries on here. But no, I went with Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is your number one. Well, Tom Hanks in Philadelphia is your number one.
Give it to the gay AIDS patient. Go ahead.
Sorry?
Nothing.
What did he say?
He said he's got gay AIDS, so he appreciates Tom Hanks as acting.
Yep. Okay, right. My number one is... it's not a cop-out as such.
It's a cop-out.
Yeah, okay, it's a cop-out.
Thank you.
Because it's a joint one, but both of these gentlemen played the same person in different movies, okay? But both of their performances were astounding, incredible. So the first one is... they were both playing Truman Capote. So the first person was Philip Seymour Hoffman. In the film Capote, his performance in that movie was incredible. He actually won the Best Actor Oscar in 2006 for this role. But Toby Jones previously played Truman Capote in a film called Infamous. And to me, Toby Jones's performance in that movie is better than Hoffman's. And that's saying something. And I don't know if he got nominated at all for an Oscar for it, but... either way, he never won the Best Actor Oscar, which to me is a little bit of an abomination, because if I put both of those on a pedestal, Toby Jones gets it for playing Truman Capote actor.
Why did you have him as a solo number one then?
Because both of their performances are amazing. So I wanted to give acknowledgement to Philip Seymour Hoffman because he's one of my favourite ever actors. But to me...
the dude that died like in the last couple of years, isn't he?
Yes. To me, Toby Jones in Infamous, the movie Infamous, is the greatest movie performance I've ever seen. If you look at interviews of Truman Capote and then watch a clip of Toby Jones in the movie Infamous, you'll just think, what the fuck? It's the same person. You honestly do think it's the same person. His performance is magnificent. And I'd say to anyone, go out there and watch Toby Jones in Infamous. Brilliant, brilliant movie. And that's my number one.
There you go, guys. That's the top 5 best actor performances read to you by the Cerebral Satire crew. Moving on.
Okay.
So this is the end. It's not the end for us. It's just the end for this episode, guys.
End of the episode.
End of the episode. So what's... Wayne, what'd you learn this week, man?
That's
okay.
That I should take sauce into a restaurant.
that is what
maybe you should not run people over on the road. How about let's start with that?
Wow, if they use the psychopaths, wouldn't
they? Oh, don't get angry again.
I was trying. And what'd you learn this week?
I learned that Wayne's got angry Parkinson's.
He's so...
it's all fucking man.
They cut the line!
What if a cyclist cut him up?
Fucking hell.
Jesus.
The cyclist cut him out at the red light.
It fucking happens, right?
Oh, no! His little head was going to explode.
fuck it, because I have to go through estates and stuff, like, off the main road. So, like, there was this one cunt, I could not get round him. And then when I finally did, I had to nip into this estate, pick up someone at a stop. And then when I come round to the other side of the estate to hit the main road again, he fucking goes past. I'm behind him.
I'm at MC Vigilante on the Twitter.
Devil Vamp on Twitter.
At Wayne's Baker, getting angry.
We're all on DSJNP.com, guys. Come visit, share us, like us, all that good shit. We are out of here for this week. Everybody, have a wonderful weekend. Have a great week, too. Bye.
Bye.
Cut me out.